Student head coach Andy Sweetengel. Coach Andy Sweetengel joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee. Coach took care of business early here. Three plays and 14 points.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we made a big emphasis here this week to, you know, make sure that we were coming out fast start. You know, sometimes you get into the situation where you're kind of in a trap game and, you know, you might have low energy and that kind of stuff. So we wanted, you know, we made an emphasis all week, come out strong, come out fast, get after them right away and kind of go through the game plan.
Isaiah Hansen, another stellar night, three touchdowns for him. Just kind of did what he used to do and is used to doing. And we saw later in the game, Coulter Shaw got in there and pretty hard running for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, it's always fun in these kind of games to get some guys their first taste of the varsity lights. And you know, some of those guys did a nice job with that. You know, Coulter's a kid that has worked extremely hard. He's a very versatile player. He runs really hard with the ball. And so really proud of him. You know, we were kind of able to feed him a little bit and, you know, unofficially probably scored about five touchdowns, but officially scored one, right? And so he did a nice job with that. I'm really proud of those guys and those young guys for stepping in there and having a great effort to represent our program.
Yeah, defense did a good job again tonight, taking care of business. Really, I don't even think there was any drives that Oskaloosa was able to sustain whatsoever here this evening.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and we've talked a lot, you know, this year about we like to play tough physical football and that kind of stuff. And so, you know, I think our guys did a nice job with that. And so, you know, I think they love getting into that smash mouth game. And I think when teams play that, it kind of plays into what we like to try to do. And so, you know, we feel good about that and we feel good about our guys and, you know, they're up for the battle.
Early in the ball game, we saw Cade run the ball a little bit more, and I believe kind of alluded to that with me when we did our pregame interview, that you'd see him take the ball under his arm a little bit more the rest of the season. Possibly.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Like, you know, all bets are off here now that we're in district play, right? And so, you know, it's about winning games. It's about doing the best that you can. And so, you know, we've had some conversations and stuff. We've been working on other parts of his development and other parts of his game. And so, but now that we are here in district play, you know, we're out here trying to win games, and we're out here trying to be the best version of ourselves. And so, you know, yeah, he's off the leash a little bit more, and he has the freedom to do what he wants.
I know a few weeks ago you mentioned you were having some issues with blocking on the edge, the outside. I know the one touchdown, Quan Coley did a great job taking care of his man to allow, I believe that was Cade to win on that play.
Absolutely. You know, here's the deal. Like, Quan has been a fantastic representation of our program this year. Like, he has done a fantastic job. And, you know, we preach selflessness. We preach that kind of stuff. And, you know, he's a guy that's used to toting the rock and doing those kind of things. But, man, he is an impact blocker. And he just wrecks people when he's blocking people. And it's awesome to watch. It makes me feel good. It makes me excited. It just shows how much he cares about the team and his teammates and that kind of stuff. You know, we'll do those unselfish things. And so he is a force to be reckoned with blocking-wise. And so, yeah, I'm really proud of him, really proud of his effort.
I think in our pregame, too, we mentioned, we talked about some of the inside guys that do a good job. And I know I called Cody Revelle's name several times here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he does a really nice job plugging up the middle and doing that kind of stuff. And so he plays low, plays hard. You know, he's a pain in the butt for us to block in practice. And
bet.
So I'm glad that he can do it with other teams, too.
Yeah, I bet. Well, of course, we got Pella coming up. A lot of people think that's going to be, you know, the deciding thing in the district here. You know, five games in, feel about as good as you could going up, getting ready to face that challenge on the road.
Absolutely, yeah, we feel good about it. You know, we'll be as healthy as we've been all year, so that's good. I mean, we'll have a few guys back next week that, you know, have been a little banged up and that kind of stuff. And, you know, I'm just really excited about that opportunity. You know, obviously there's no love lost here in the Newton-Pella rivalry here. And so our kids are excited about it. But part of that is, you know, we just got to make sure we treat it like any other game, right? And so if you want to have great goals, you want to have championship aspirations, that kind of stuff, you have to play really well every single week. And so for us, it's just going to be another week of practice, another week of preparation, and we'll hopefully go take care of business on Friday.
Dawson Mackey had to come out. You know the status on him? Is that going to be kind of up and down?
He'll be fine. It's a situation where he got a little dinged up. We're up three scores. There's no point in putting him back in.
Okay. So. We didn't know there was any concussion protocols or anything with that deal. Okay. All right. So. I assume you have a few things left in the playbook that you haven't shown yet that the Dutch are going to get to see.
Absolutely. You know, that's the fun thing is, you know, I don't know how much of our play sheet you've seen, right? But we've got like 670 some plays in our library, and we're always adding more. So, you know, there'll always be a few wrinkles, a few things we keep in our pocket. You know, we went a little basic with our stuff tonight. And so, you know, we're excited. Well, of course, we always got a few things up our sleeves. So,
well, thanks for coming up. Good job here again tonight, and look forward to the big challenge coming up 7 days from now.
Absolutely. It's going to be great.
All right. That is joining us on the Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee. Coach Andy Sweetengelm, after the 45-7 victory for Newton over Oskaloosa here at home.